back, hour number two. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Pro Flowers make it as easy as pie. Guys, we like this because of the convenience. We like this because she's going to like it. So get in touch with Pro Flowers. Get the perfect bouquet at the perfect price. A free, a 7-day freshness, I should say. 7-day freshness guarantee. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivered means your flowers arrive in perfect condition. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's Thursday, as a matter of fact, in case you aren't keeping score at home. Today's the last day. You can get a dozen red roses, let me tell you something different here, buddy. Sorry about that. Today, a great special going on. Right now, a dozen red roses, a free glass vase, $24.99. And that includes shipping and handling. Now, just go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page. Enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. Do that at proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. Enter the promo code Mickey. Order those today. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get to our guest, our phone lines now. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin's been hanging on forever. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for your patience, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
A couple things. First, with the basketball team, I got a group of Paul here. You got to see it to believe it. Well, yeah, they got good momentum right now, but usually, because the plays good like this, then they'll go on the road and lose to a team that should be like Miami. So you got to see what they do against that Miami game. It'll be the same old Clemson basketball. So they see can they handle business against a team that's supposed to be.
That's a great point. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah, and then and going over to football, Mickey, if you told me 5 years ago that Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott would be getting $1 million raise and have two national championships at Carr Offensive Coordinator, would you have believed it?
You know, those guys deserve that. I don't know if we could see anything coming as far as money goes and inflation goes and cost goes. I'm glad for them. Those well deserved, no doubt about it. No doubt about that. But man, all of us is skyrocketing like crazy. But we're talking about big bucks here, man. These guys are creating an unbelievable amount of revenue right now.
I'll be honest, I didn't think it was happening. I thought they should have went outside and got it, but I was proven wrong. And I come in here and say I was wrong. I thought they should have went with somebody with experience, but Dalvin knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he was doing, no doubt. Great point. Very good point.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, Dalvin. I appreciate the phone call. William is up next in the Peach State of Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fantastic.
I'm going to change up on you a little bit if you don't mind.
Please
do. I ain't got nothing invested in basketball or golf.
But by the way, Georgia might be getting the number one player in the country in basketball today. 2019 out of Atlanta, good. Anthony Edwards is going to pick between Florida State, Georgia, and Kentucky.
Well, good. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about is I was looking over all the players yesterday that actually opted for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple concerns. See what your opinion is on it. I think Holyfield should have waited one more year. I honestly do.
Yeah.
And Nada probably should have waited one more year. But, you know, Godwin didn't have no choice, and the seniors didn't have any choice. But, you know, if anybody that was eligible for one more year probably should have waited, because ain't none of those guys I'm talking about probably going to be first-rounders, right? I mean, the only one I can think of is DeAndre Baker. Now, they got him as maybe the fifth overall pick. I don't know, but that could be a load of crap, too, you know. But I just wanted to see what your opinion was on that, and I'm going to let y'all go, and I'm going to take it off there and listen.
Thank
to
you, William. I appreciate the phone call. As far as the early guys, early declared underclassmen, Riley Ridley, Mecole Hardman, Isaac Nada, not as physically ready for the NFL. I mean, he was physically ready before now. Ridley's been a concentration kind of guy. If he concentrates and the big catches he makes, he hasn't been a consistent guy by any stretch. I think Hardman's going to play in the league and play in the league a long time. I think that certainly running backs have such short, shelf lives in the NFL. That I don't blame a guy like Holyfield. Holyfield is certainly physical enough to go. He had a really, really nice season this year. You won't miss him as much. DeAndre Swift came on at the end of the year. Swift's a better player. And so I don't blame him for going. So all those guys, I think those guys are going to be okay in the draft. Look, nowadays, if you get a player like Baker, you get a player like Hardman, you get a player like Holyfield, they're going to be there 3 years. You just go ahead and sign up for it right off the bat. And I don't blame them for that. Orange and Wright is an Anderson 654 Roar on a Reaction Monday. Good morning, Orange and Wright. How you doing?
Doing great, Mickey. How are you guys?
Man, we're blessed. Very blessed.
Mickey, I just want to talk about Justin Fields being able to transfer to Ohio State without sitting out a year. I think the NCAA is just going to create a big problem with this. Everybody wanting to transfer. And if you start letting kids come up with reasons to play right away, it's going to get worse. I mean, the only reason that he is transferring is because he could not beat out Jake Fromm. And any other reason, I don't believe should be legitimate. What are your thoughts on it, Megan?
I agree with you 110%. You've opened up a can of worms. Now, we all knew this would happen. We all knew that the NCAA did not want you know, any kind of race issue in front of them. The NCAA didn't want any kind of race leaders on their doorsteps marching. They didn't want this at all. They didn't want players going. So there's no doubt they caved on this, and no doubt that they were going to cave on this. But this opens up Pandora's box big time, because now all you've got to do is have somebody come up with something in the stands of a game. You know, what we don't know is, let me back up for those that don't know. A former baseball player at Georgia now, an idiot, said something in the stands.
A North Greenville baseball player.
Yeah, North Greenville baseball player. An idiot used the N-word in the stands. And he was on the Georgia baseball team. When Georgia finds out about it, Georgia kicks him off. And so the basis for their waiver was racism at Georgia. Well, look.
He used the N-word at Justin Fields.
During the game, he was yelling. He was in the stands yelling at the game. He was
Justin
saying,
Fields.
Huh?
Yeah, Justin Fields.
Justin Fields could hear him. He was in the stands.
I'm saying it was in regards to Justin Fields. It wasn't just saying it for.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He said, put the word he should never say. Put him in, is what he was saying. Fields never heard that. So anyway, Orange Wright, look, now all of a sudden, just. We've got fake illnesses that are out there. Everybody's second cousin's now sick. We can find some way we're going to circumvent these rules, and what it's going to lead to is fair or not fair? Is it fair because somebody didn't come up with a fake excuse that they had to sit out a year? Is it fair that Hunter Johnson had to sit out a year? All he had to do is come up with some sort of relative that's on a deathbed and go, I want to get closer to home now. Some sort of relative. We all know that if Justin Fields and if Hunter Johnson would have been the starting quarterbacks, they don't leave. Do you really think that if Justin Fields would have beat out Jake Fromm, that he would have left Georgia? No, he wouldn't have left Georgia. But the NCAA did not want to fight and did not want to have a race battle on their hands in Indianapolis. Didn't want anything to do with that kind of PR coming out of it. And that's a shame, an absolute shame.
I agree with you, Mickey. I mean, you can't open up Pandora's box in this situation, because at some point you're going to have to do something to shut it. Or I mean, you're just going to have kids leaving every year, and that's not going to be good for the game.
All you got to do now is have a relative go on social media and say, well, I heard somebody yell something, a racist quote, a racist dumb statement in the stands, and now all of a sudden I get transferred for free. Anybody needs to do it. That's how you do it now. You just get out of it. Circumvent the rules because somebody says something. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. 100%.
Yeah, Bob. All right, man. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I heard you and Brad, you disagree with this. I heard you and Brad talk about this.
Yeah,
on
I think
Brad's
this
show
is ridiculous. Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not going to sit here and be upset about a kid getting eligibility, especially as a fan of the game, because now we get to watch one of the top two rated quarterbacks in his recruiting class play immediately and not have to wait an entire year. I'm fine with that. As a fan, sweet. Let's watch this. I'm really excited about watching Justin Fields Ohio State.
So let me ask you this. It has to do with how good he is that you're excited about him playing.
We get to watch one of the best players at his position, evidently, as he was ranked coming out of high school, mm-hmm. play immediately. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So this is based upon his ability and not his case to you. If he was the 49th best quarterback, you wouldn't say, boy, I'm excited to get to see him play now.
No, I mean, so good
players get to transfer without sitting out, but bad players, eh?
Yeah,
not so
much. You got me, Mickey. Good players get to transfer.
No, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I'm personally excited about it, and I'm not going to sit here and complain and be mad for literally no reason. It does not affect you as a person. Does not affect Orange Array as a person. The 400 texters, callers, and tweeters we're going to get today about it doesn't affect you. What happens here
it
is
it could.
Does it though?
It could.
It affects you as a person?
No, not as a person. None of this affects me as a person.
Exactly. But, you're sitting here as a fan of the game, and you're going to enjoy good players playing immediately. What does it matter?
It does matter. It's a principles issue.
Ah, principles.
It is principles.
Principles?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's just ridiculous to get upset about a kid transferring schools to play football. It's ridiculous that we're upset about a kid leaving Georgia to go play football at Ohio State.
Let me be clear about something.
Let's be excited about it.
Let me be clear about something.
Let's be excited.
We have race issues in our country, and to disingenuously use them to better your cause, to better your threatened lawsuit, to get lawyers involved, for you to circumvent whatever rules that everybody else has to play by. Hunter Johnson had to sit out an entire year because he played by the rules. I will ask you this. Do you think Justin Fields would have stayed at Georgia had he beat out Jake Fromm?
Do I think he would have stayed at Georgia? I think there's a better shot. We've had this conversation before.
All right.
Yeah.
So if that is the case.
Do we specifically know? Can you sit there in that chair today and tell me that Justin Fields wasn't affected by what was said in that stance? Do you know for a fact that he didn't hear it, that he wasn't affected by it, and that it didn't have any way, shape, or form in impact on his life?
I have no idea what effect it had on him.
Exactly.
But I would feel for sure he didn't hear it.
You don't know
that. Even if he heard it.
You don't know that.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that. But I can say this. I feel pretty doggone sure that the reason he is transferring is because he got beat out, not because of race issues at Georgia. Because in every stadium's got some idiot that says something stupid and dumb from a race standpoint. You're not going to have 100,000 people not have some idiot say something dumb. So now all we got to do is find that one, and we're going to anybody else that ever had to sit out in the past, well, you guys messed up. You needed to find your one deal out there. This is about doing the right thing and not about using this to get on your side and using it to – it's just disingenuous. It's absolutely 100% disingenuous to find out this way. I'm not going to get that part of it. I think it's clear that the NCAA made it very, very clear that they did not want to have that battle on their front steps. And I can't say I blame them for that. But where we are with what that – it just comes down to this. Would he have transferred out if he'd won the starting job? Simple as that to me. Simple as that. But now we threaten that. Now all of a sudden, oh, for sure. And it opens up, again, the Pandora's box. You know, it would be up, if it was up to you, you'd say everybody can transfer every single year. That's fine.
If it's up to the players.
I mean, so you would say.
Our own backup quarterback here, Chase Rice, tweeting about it this weekend. Thinks you should be able to transfer and be eligible immediately to another D1 school.
Well. And
a kid that's involved in the process and knows a heck of a lot more about it than any of us here do.
When you sign that agreement, you know what you sign up for. When Justin Fields signs up for the scholarship at Georgia, he knows that if he transfers to another Division I school, he sits out a year. Until we can find some fake sick relative or some fake excuse that why we need to transfer out. And so now, what does anybody come up with it? And so you can be stuck with it. I think it's 100% wrong. I think it's 100% wrong. When we get opportunistic about what is really a true issue and take advantage of it, I find something terribly wrong with
that. Isn't
that
the problem, though, that they have to go about these ways to find these issues to remain eligible? People can transfer and leave jobs every single day, transfer from school to school, and you can be eligible the next semester. To go on and start doing these things.
It's not in their situation that they signed. It's not in their rules that they signed up for.
Shouldn't it be, though?
No, it shouldn't be.
I don't agree with that.
Because then what you'd have is mass chaos in college football. I'll ask you this, Mr. Orr24. If Mike Reed left Clemson to go to the NFL.
Yep.
And every Clemson defensive back then says, hey, man, I want to play for Mike Reed. I'm out of here. And Clemson has no defensive backs to play. How'd you feel about the rule then?
Hey, that would suck, but I don't see that happening.
No, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That could happen. If you said anybody can transfer out, not to sit out a year.
That would suck. It'd be awful.
Right.
But I don't see it happening.
The reason it's there is to protect.
If your biggest argument is the worst case scenario, the worst thing that could possibly happen, I don't believe in your argument.
No, the worst thing that can happen is someone can take a situation and become opportunistic about it. I just find that to be appalling, to be honest with you.
We're going
to
watch a kid play college football this year that in some places was ranked higher than Trevor Lawrence at the quarterback position. I'm excited about that. It's as simple as that for me.
Yeah. Okay, for a school that you pulled against, too.
What do I care about Ohio State?
What if they're he beats you in a national championship?
They're not in the same division. They're not in the same conference.
You're going to pick for a national championship with them?
You're not going to see them on the schedule?
You have.
Not right now, we're not.
If Justin Fields throws for 400 yards and beats you, I guarantee anybody that Justin Fields throws 400 yards and beats in the argument, he should have been out there to begin with. And I'm not, look, I don't care about the competitive level of it. I don't care about that at all. I just think it's terrible that we can find loopholes or find ways to put pressure on someone to become opportunistic that all of a sudden now you're a victim. And so, boy, you better take care of me or you know what I'm going to do. You know what we're going to do here. My grandmother is sick. And I know she's 116, and I know she's got a cold, but if she dies, this blood's on your hands. Come on, man. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And I think it's bad that it turns out to be that way. I can't believe that I can't believe it. They didn't want, to have the publicity of having marchers on their front steps. They caved to that rather than standing by whatever rules are in place for everybody else in college football. Everybody else. So again, now all you got to do is you come up with find somebody out there, because you can do it, that one time somebody said, some idiot said something dumb and stupid and they did the right thing by kicking him off the team, by the way. And that's it. Then you can go that route. I need to take a break. Get your phone calls, texts, and tweets on this. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I had some great news from our friends over at Halt. That's Halt, H-A-L-T. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. They work on these, and I've got some great deals going on right now. You're going to love first-class Halt. With love, I mean February. With February, I mean St. Valentine's Day. Get 14% off labor right now at first-class Halt on previous recommendations. Get it February 14th, Valentine's Day. Get $100 off any Halt timing belt package right now. Timing belt's important. You know, on a lot of these, I found this out the other day, on a lot of these, your timing belt goes in, it could really damage your entire engine. Do that right now. $100 off. That's going on both at the Greenville location and the Anderson location right now. For the Anderson location, First Class Halt offers a diagnostic check for only $99 right now. These are good people. They're located right off of... right there off the interstate in both Anderson and in Greenville. Dealt with them, know them. They did work for me. Good people at First Class Halt in Greenville and Anderson. A break will come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Coming straight to you. Short break more after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for menu and more information.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama Geolander AT G015, the Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The Geolander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Renfro breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all. My best friend in the world came over yesterday. Brought Meredith the key lime, piece of key lime pie. That was nice of him. And as a result, he said, hey, tell me about this engineer sleep bed. Because they're thinking about it. And I said, oh, interesting you ask, my friend.
Did you let him lay down on it?
No. No, but I did say, because this week is the week, President's Day. When's President's Day this week?
I don't know.
But they've got a President's Day sale all week long. So between now and the 18th, go by and see our great friends over at Engineer Sleep and EngineerSleep.com. They think so much of President's Day. It's today, by the way. Washington's birthday is today.
What are we at work for?
Because we love our jobs and we have a job to do.
Is this a federal holiday?
It is a... I think it is.
No. President's Day is February 18th.
Today's the 11th. Next Monday. So between now and next Monday, President's Week at our great friends over at Engineer Sleep. And that means everything. That means the adjustable beds. That means the mattresses, the pillows, the toppers. Get in touch with them. Engineer Sleep, EngineerSleep.com. All week long this week through Monday of next week, February 11th through the 18th, our great friends over at EngineeredSleep.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Leon is in Anderson. Good morning, Leon. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. We're great. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I had a good weekend. I had to work, but it's all good. But listen, I told Zach I want you to have to eat you a Snickers bar this morning so you can get back to yourself because you're a little bit off this morning. Well,
those are great commercials, man. I love those. And I feel that way sometimes, too. I mean, I need to give me a little something so I'll be so hangry all the time.
Just relax a little bit. But what I wanted to say is, here's the thing I think what we have to look at with that situation with Justin Fields. Now, it's what you got to look at is two or three things going on here. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, we know he was the number two rated quarterback coming out of college. Now, you think about, you put that in perspective. I understand that the coaches felt that he just didn't have it this first year to be able to beat Justin Fromm out. But what you're going to have to look at is with the NCAA looking at all of that, and then they're looking at the fact that, okay, this guy has been told or heard or however the case may be that he's been, you know, throwed racial remarks at by another player that plays for an organization with Georgia now. You put that all together, and then the psyche of this boy, and the thing of it is he could actually say to himself, well, is this really a racist situation going on here? Because did I get a fair chance at being the quarterback and all that? So the NCAA's got a real sticky situation there to have to deal with. So in my opinion, I honestly think that was the best thing for them to do. Just let this guy go ahead and play for this situation. Because here's the thing. The guy should have never said the dumb, stupid thing from the start. You wouldn't be having this argument at this point and at this time about this. So, I mean, you got to be smart about what you say.
Oh, no. That guy's not smart about what he says because he's an idiot. And George dismissed him. Well, we don't know. I would venture to say this. I'd venture to say that, and I don't know this, my guess is that he didn't know that kid didn't know him. And I'd venture to say that baseball players and football players aren't hanging out, and that's not happening there. Have you seen the movie, Leon, have you seen the movie Office Space?
Haven't seen it.
Where the guy, it's a comedy, and the guy's in the garage. He's going to off himself maybe in his garage, whatever, through stuff. Anyway, he steps on the gas when it comes back out, and because he hates his job so much. And anyway, a guy comes out and T-bones him in the car, and he's in a body cast, and he wins his like multi-million-dollar lawsuit. And they're like, man, you lucky dog, you know, you don't have to work anymore. And you got $1 million. I'll ask you this, Leon, and this is a terrible way to think about it, but I think he was going to transfer out. I don't think he was going to beat out Jake Fromm. And let's assume for the argument that he was going to leave anyway. Can you imagine sitting out this year if you're Justin Fields? That'd be pretty tough, right? To sit out an entire year at Ohio State. Can we agree upon that?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, and I hate this, I think that Justin Fields feels lucky that the guy's an idiot, that the guy said something that nobody should ever say, and the guy's a moron because, quite frankly, Justin Fields benefited from the guy's stupidity because he didn't have to sit out a year. So instead of being lonely in his dorm room and sitting around on a practice squad and not getting ready for a game, not playing against Michigan and not playing for national championships, not making the playoffs, not playing a Big Ten championship game, he actually benefited from somebody's stupidity on this thing. And that's why I think it's wrong that if you're a true victim of something, then you don't benefit because you're a victim. You know what? You don't, he was going to leave. You know, he's going to leave. He wasn't going to beat out Fromm. You're not going to beat out a guy. My question is this, why did he even go to Georgia to begin with? Did he really think he was going to beat out Fromm to begin with? Anyway, I hate it. We got real issues out there, and I don't want to see someone be opportunistic as a result of it and take advantage of circumventing rules that are in place for everybody else out there. And
I agree.
Up a big box in future. Anyway, but you make a good point.
I agree. And what I would say in closing with this is I think they're going to have to just really evaluate situations and, you know, and there, it's not going to be a situation where they can just say, well, okay, we're going to put the clamps on. We're not going to allow this. And this thing is still going to have to be like court, you know, with lawyers and judges and stuff. And it's still going to have to be something that they're going to have to look at each individual situation and make a determination whether they should be able to get the eligibility or not, because you got too many situations that you just have to have a certain standard and say, well, this is how it's going to be. It can't be no other way. I just think it's too many governing bodies involved to allow it just to be one way or the other. Now, I will say, as far as the players, I think that the players are put in sometimes bad situations to where, I mean, they could, okay, you could be recruited by a certain coach, Mickey and Zach. You guys know this. You could be recruited by that coach. You could be done been promised and promised and promised by this certain coach. And then that player says, okay, well, I'm going to decide to go to that school, forget all the rest of these schools that I could have went to, and then something happened and that coach is let go from that team. What do that player supposed to do then?
Oh, that happens every single day. But when you sign up that scholarship, that initial scholarship papers, and you know that you're on NCAA scholarship from that school and you get financial aid, then the rules are that if you transfer out to another Division I school, then you have to sit out a year. That's just part of the game. That's the way it's always been. And way I like that idea because it guards against all kinds of chaos. So that's unless you find your loopholes. Now, let me read one of the quote to you. This is Justin Fields talking about Georgia. He goes, my overall experience at the University of Georgia was fully consistent with Georgia's commitment to diversity and inclusion. My sister is a softball player at Georgia. I'm still close friends with many of my Georgia teammates. A part of me will always be a Georgia fan. Now, why didn't his sister transfer out of Georgia if it's such a bad racial deal at Georgia?
I agree. Hey, Mickey. One quick thing. He got kind of lucky, Mickey, with this situation in other words, he got a break here, kind of like the Patriots get all those breaks.
Good point. Hey, Leon, bring us a Snicker bar anytime, man. We'll be glad to eat one. Anytime you want to bring one over.
Man, I will be seeing you soon. You guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Leon. I appreciate it. Have a great day as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Zach, why didn't his sister transfer up?
Because his sister's a different person, didn't have the N-word thrown at her in the context of a football
but
game.
But someone throws at your brother.
Excuse to say that. It's unbelievably narrow-minded and nearsighted to even suggest that. Suggest someone's lucky to get that thrown at him?
Yeah, yeah.
That's absurd.
No,
that's a thin line that you just spit on and cross, but you can't do that.
If he'd have sat out this year.
He's lucky he got discriminated against. Oh, good for Justin Fields. He's lucky.
Hey, there's someone out there right now that's transferred out of a school that's going to have to sit out this year. And their thought could be, man, if only someone would have done to me what they did to Justin Fields and I could play this year.
Think about what you just said.
That's what I'm saying. That's
He's
how ridiculous
lucky
this whole thing is.
That he had discrimination against him at Georgia is essentially what was just said.
That's not what you just said. No. That's what I said. Yeah. He benefited from the situation. No doubt about that, 100%.
We are not going to agree on this one because I think that's inherently
if
wrong.
Not had that not happened, he would have had to sit out a whole year. Can we agree upon that?
Yep.
We can agree upon that. So would you rather play or not play?
Yeah, of course you'd rather play as a football player.
And as a result, you know what? The same thing in this. Somebody's lucky that some family member's sick right now. Mm-hmm. Now, how sick they are, you know, you've seen these things have happened before. We are opportunistic in using those, 100%. That Justin Fields will look back at this, and I'm sure a lot of people looking back at this, Ohio State got lucky. If this didn't happen, then Ohio State didn't have a quarterback this year. 100%. That he happened to use the rules to his advantage. Exactly like what we talked about with that movie situation. Boy, you lucky dog. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. David is in Greenville. David, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, just wanted to, you know, something about that field situation. I mean, like Zach says, it doesn't affect you, so why should you, you know, why should it bother you? I mean,
well, none of it affects me. No, if Clemson wins a football game, it doesn't affect me. Because there's rules in place, the Super Bowl doesn't affect me. The overtime deal.
But there comes a point. Go ahead.
No, I said remember the overtime deal we talked about? Remember the bad call with the Saints and the Rams? That doesn't affect me.
Of course.
We talk about it on the show because it's sports.
Exactly. Right. But I'm saying, Zach's saying, you know, it doesn't affect me, so why should it bother you? It doesn't affect me. Does it bother me? No, but what point do we get to in society, sports, or whatever that you're right, we have to take a stand. It might not affect me, but it affects somebody. It affects other schools. It affects other players going through the same situation, which is wrong. And here's another thing I like. What the guy did to Justin Fields was horrible. And the guy's he's a piece of garbage, let's be honest.
Right.
But now some other idiot for some other school, whether Ohio State goes to play whomever, some idiot is going to be up in the stands yelling the same thing because they're going to say, like, oh, poor Justin Fields, he can't handle it. I mean, not that, that's horrible, but you know that some dumb you-know-what is going to be doing that.
Yep.
And then what's he going to do? Is he going to transfer? I mean, if somebody was yelling at Sony Michel for the Patriots in the stands, like, you know, calling him the racist names, I'm like, can he just be traded the next day? I mean, it's wrong. We know it's wrong. Does it affect me? No. But, the NCAA is a joke. College sports, I love Clemson. I'm a big Clemson fan, but college sports is ridiculous. I mean, it's gotten out of hand with just the way they govern the whole thing. And I do believe, I think I'm 100% with you, that if it wasn't Justin Fields, they wouldn't have granted it. And you know something? And Zach might not disagree, but if that did not happen to Justin Fields, I guarantee you the chances of him staying in Georgia are above 99%.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Justin Fields transferred because of Jake Fromm, not because of a baseball player. That he doesn't know, doesn't even have anything to do with, is no longer at the University of Georgia. No doubt in my mind.
Right.
David, I appreciate the phone call.
All right, thank you.
Zach, who had a bigger influence on transferring? Jake Fromm, who's directly ahead of him on the depth chart, or a baseball player that he doesn't know, that he didn't know anything about, never heard anything about?
We know he doesn't know him, didn't know anything about. You're making assumptions that he never hung out with him, never talked to him in a day in his life?
I would say that if he hung out with him, that guy wouldn't have said the things he said about him.
You never know, man. We don't know these things.
If someone said, if someone attacked your brothers or sisters, someone attacked your sister and said a bunch of stuff to your sister, how'd you feel about that?
I wouldn't feel great about that, no.
If something hurt your sister so bad, you and Caleb went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
If someone hurt Caleb so bad that he had to leave as a result, you think you'd stay at the school and have no issues at all with staying there?
I have no idea. That'd be a personal decision that I would make, one that the Fields family has made as well.
The Justin Fields quote, "My overall experience at Georgia was fully consistent with Georgia's commitment to diversity and inclusion." Now, should he have said that? No. They used a loophole. They used not even a loophole. They took advantage of a situation, became opportunistic with a situation to make sure he got eligibility this year and did not have to sit out a whole year. So in that terms, he actually benefited. Can we say that? Did he benefit from the guy's ignorance?
No, I'm not going to say that. I think that's crossing the line.
Okay, well, let me say this then. Let's put two and two together here then. If he didn't say it, does Justin Fields sit out a year?
If he didn't say it?
Yep.
He might.
Okay.
He also might not, because other people have been able to gain that eligibility right
away.
What
would his premise have been then?
I don't know.
What would have been the basis of his transfer then?
Mickey, I don't know.
I think it's safe to say that if he didn't say it, then he would have to sit out a year. And as a result of him getting to play this year rather than sitting out a year and two straight years of not really playing a whole lot of football, I think that he benefited from that.
The biggest telltale sign for me is going to be Tate Martell and if he has immediate eligibility going forward in Miami. That really will indicate whether the supposed Pandora's box is wide open.
What is Martell's case?
Again, I wouldn't be able to tell you what he's arguing. His lawyer, I believe, is quoted as saying, "We're going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks."
Right, and that's what they're all doing now.
Yeah,
find a relative within 100 miles that's sick, and all of a sudden you're really close to that relative. Find some idiot in the stands who says something dumb, and let's see if that sticks. Find anything in the world, but whatever you do, don't make me sit out a year. I want to play. I'm here to play. I want to compete, and I want to play. And as a result, if you can find some unfortunate situation out there, you can benefit from it. That's what we've come to. I'll tell you this quickly. I was on a committee years ago, and they're drafting these rules. We had like 17 rules up on this organization where it says we need to add this, add this, and add this. And I raised my hand and said, "Whoa, wait a minute now. Let's be clear about one thing. Whenever you make a rule, the more rules you make, the one thing you got to do is you got to stand by them, or else you got chaos, and that's what you don't want." If you're going to make rules, the only reason you have rules is you better keep them. Or else, what's the even point in having them? So I think this is a monumental case. Hey, our friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson want to come by. They want to help you. They want you to look at a brand new car or a used car. I break these down for you on our stock reports every single day. Right now, 418. That number's up a little bit over the weekend. 418 vehicles on their beautiful two lots. 285 of those brand new vehicles. The 19s are in. The 19s are unbelievable right now and getting all kinds of rave reviews and some great prices. The 19 Sentra. Below MSRP, a great deal on there. The 19 Titan 4x2 King Cab is way under MSRP right now. The 19 Kicks is a great-looking, sporty little vehicle. Get in touch with them to find out all about those 19s. Boy, some 18s. The 19 Altima is receiving rave reviews as well. The 18s, the year and 18 things that are still selling right now. The inventory is the biggest part of what they do. The people, the great inventory as well. It's off of 3510 Clemson Boulevard and Anderson, 324-0650, 324-0650. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime warranty, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. If you're on hold, hang on. Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text, tweets, more right after this.
This weekend, Monty Lee and the Tigers start their 2019 season with a weekend series against the Jaguars from South Alabama. Come on out and watch the Tigers all weekend at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as the road to Omaha starts now. First pitch is Friday at 4 p.m., Saturday at 3 p.m., and Sunday at 1 p.m., with each broadcast beginning 30 minutes before first pitch, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
If you love hunting and fishing, you'll be loving every day rolling on a set of the new Yokohama Geolander MTG003 from the Pendleton Tire Company. Its aggressive sidewall has the look you want and the tread design to get you to the woods and back out. So give Zach or Joey a call today and get rolling on the Yokohama Geolander MTG003 today. Call them at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Mickey Pollard here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway free. What a unique Valentine present. And if you didn't know, Zero Res also has air duct cleaning. If you're waking up stuffy or notice that you have dust more often, then why not call Zero Res for a free estimate? 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertimes.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Why Crute LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot, a more productive office, a safer workspace, and happy customers. Why Crute LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crute LED? Innovation and experience that delivers the right products with easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crute LED today at 864-401-8156 and put us to work for you.
The Mickey Flailer Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me.
We are lucky. I started thinking about this the other day. There are folks out there. There's a lot of folks out there that have to come to Palmetto Dunes, and you look in the parking lot, and man, they're coming down from Ohio and Michigan and New York and Pennsylvania to come from these snow places and these places where it's just awful weather, and they're driving down. We're lucky here that we're a short drive down to Palmetto Dunes and palmettodunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Here's the issue at Palmetto Dunes right now. Man, we've got the groundhog that has been great to us. We've got some unbelievable weather. Weather in the 60s and 70s coming up, and you're going to absolutely love getting out and seeing the great friends over at Palmetto Dunes. PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. The thing I can tell you more than anything is get on the email list, enjoy the facilities. You're going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Now, Phil Mickelson is on going on the 17th hole. Paul Casey will hold out at 16, and they'll move forward. Mickelson has a three-shot lead over Paul Casey at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am now. And here's how the local players all finished yesterday. So that's good. Lucas Glover had a great tournament. Finished 11 under par, tied for 7th. DJ Trahan shot 67 yesterday to move up from 29th to 18th. Jonathan Bird fell. Didn't play good yesterday at 74, but fell from 15th to 22nd. Kevin Kisner finished 28th. Sam Saunders finished 38th. Dustin Johnson finished 45th. Richie Rawinski and Scott Brown both missed the cut, but a nice job for three Clemson Tigers in the top 22. And I would say Clemson, Larry Pinley says, we don't have former Tigers, we're all Tigers, but no former Tigers. But a great job there for the Tigers at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am out in Monterey, California. And we're going to get both our golf coaches on this week because both are about to take off and play in their very first springtime tournament. So we'll get those on later. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Hey, do yourself a favor. Get in touch with us. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. To our phone line, 654-ROAR. Snap Hook is up first. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. Thanks for hanging on through the break, my friend. I hope you had a good weekend.
Man, I had a good weekend, Mickey. My rear end, I'm driving down 385 right now, but my rear end's still in Pickens, man. I am dragging this morning.
Is that just a Monday thing, a post-football thing? I don't know what that thing's about, huh?
That is travel volleyball. We were at the Myrtle Beach Sports Convention Center at 8 o'clock last night, pulled up in Pickens just after midnight.
Well, you got an excuse.
Things we do for our kids, man, is all I got to say.
You have a great excuse this morning.
At least Mrs. Snap Hook didn't drive, so we made it home safely.
You made it back.
Yeah, we made it back. Mickey, I'm not going to comment on the Justin Fields thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about Pebble Beach and how they're going to set that thing up for the U.S. Open. What are they going to do to that golf course to make it U.S. Open-esque?
Well, a couple things. Number one, and I didn't know this till yesterday, on the 10th tee that is strictly right beside the 9th green. Now, I didn't know there's an old tee box they hadn't used since the 60s that lengthens the hole and it makes it, you got to go over the beach down over the rocks. Now, I didn't know they had that tee box. That's one. Number two is, you know, the weather, we have completely different winds there. You'll see a completely different wind situation than you saw in the spring. The golf course will be, it won't be that, I think you'll have summer grass rather than winter grass, because it'll be in June rather than in February. It won't be near as wet. You know, the golf course is soaking wet this weekend, but that's what, you know, winter grass holds water. All that rye grass holds that water in anyway. So the greens were soft as can be. They'll be firm. They'll play a completely different golf course, and they'll grow the rough in and grow the fairways in. It'll be a completely different golf course when the U.S. Open rolls around in June.
Yeah, I've never had the privilege of playing there, but I've got a buddy. He's in sales, and he's played there twice. Isn't number 7 the short par 3?
Yes. A little more than 100 yards right down the hill. Yep.
A little more than 100 yards. Yep. He said the first time he played it was a flip-flop wedge.
Right.
Second time he played it, he hit a 4-iron short.
Isn't that crazy?
That's how bad the wind changed.
It was straight downwind yesterday.
He played it in June.
Yeah.
He played it in June and played it in November. And November, he hit a 4-iron short.
Yeah.
Couldn't get there with a 4-iron.
Yeah.
That's insane. So I hope we see some 20, 30-mile-an-hour gusts during the U.S. Open. I want to see those guys struggle on that golf course.
If you remember the times we've had it, now Tiger won there, Tom Kite won there, Tom Watson won there. We've seen some muscle. Look, I don't have any issues. I think the USGA will have the golf course set up, and you'll see a completely different situation. But what more than anything else, weather. You set it up differently if you want, but you'll see a different golf course, different firmness up this weekend. In June.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Thank you, Snaphook. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar. Paladin Jim, formerly known as Paladin Jim, now just Jim, joins us now. Good morning.
They call me Slice.
Called you what now?
Slice. I hit it the opposite direction.
I thought it might have been slice of cheese or slice of bread or slice in there.
Not quite.
Where you been, man? Where have you been? I don't hear from you anymore.
That's because of the fact I'm so old. I just cruise around and listen. And I go every morning to read to the 4K kids.
How cool.
That's fun. You should try it sometime when you get my age.
Well, I've done. I don't know if I'll never live to be as old as you. I've done it, and I love doing it. You know, my wife is in education and elementary school level, and I tell you, it's really cool to get to know those kids and see them, and their eyes light up, and to get, you know, that's really cool, no doubt.
Well, I before we get into the meat of our conversation, right quick.
Right.
So you've learned to embrace Thursday, right?
Why is that? Oh, Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah, of course.
Don't play dumb now.
Of course I have, man. Valentine's Day is a big deal. I love Valentine's Day. That's my favorite holiday in the world now.
I didn't know. I was just worried about it.
Oh, no. I'm all in now, buddy. I got it now.
So let's get into the ex-Georgia quarterback.
Okay, by the way, I have got I know you and I love long conversations. I've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Go right ahead. Make every point.
All right, that's all it's going to take.
Okay.
Mickey.
Yep.
This is America we live in.
Yep.
Everybody circumvent the rules. Okay?
Not necessarily, not everybody. Some of us try to do it. But the other thing is, why even have rules?
Wait a minute. Some of us, some of us that don't do it, they're hauling rock bottom too.
Well, you're right, because I do drive 56 and 55 sometimes. I've circumvent rules too.
Okay.
So yes, we do. And we use what we have, right? You use your best ammunition to do that, right?
You probably do,
right?
But think of it this way: mm-hmm. If you go to school and you redshirt your first year, and then you play 3 more years. And you graduate.
Yep.
You can transfer to another school, and they say because of the fact they have something, you know, some subject that they don't have at the school that you're going to be there. Well, in 1 year, you're not going to get that degree anyway.
I agree. I've said it before. We've circumvented those. What we need to do is do the study now. We're 5 or 6, 7, 10 years into this thing now. How many of those guys are truly interested in that graduate degree program that they're going to, and how many of them are actually getting that graduate degree in their new program? That's what I want to know.
And I would probably say very few, if any.
So we have circumvented that transfer rule.
That is correct.
And that's not right.
You never know. In the case of this particular guy, because his sister, she probably may not have been, you know, had the same thing put in front of her that he did.
I would say this, though, Jim. Would you say, would you say that softball players and baseball players are probably closer practice areas and where they are in their programs? She probably knows that baseball player more than him and 80,000 or 90,000 people at a game.
But did the baseball player say that about her?
No, but about her brother. I'm going to tell you right now. If someone said, you and I have been close enough friends to you, somebody said it about you, I got a problem with it. Right? Well, somebody said something about me, you got a problem with it, right?
Of course I do.
Right. So, you know, but she probably starts and he doesn't start. And so let's use whatever we got.
Well, anyway, hey, you have a nice morning.
Hey, how's the.
And I agree with Zach over you this time.
Well, because you like being on the other side of things. That's fine.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Tell your beautiful wife we said hello.
I'm afraid to do that. So I think she might have a hand out for something else.
I hope she has a great Valentine's Day.
Well, she probably will. I mean, I tell you what, I'm walking around right now, you know, my backside is a lot flatter.
Because, the wallet.
That's exactly right.
I told you this many times. If I had yours, I'd burn mine. Have a good day, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Hey.
That's a good friend, Paladin Jim. Hey, our friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I told you on last Thursday, I met with another advertiser here at the station, and they talked about our friends Will Huss and Trail, and they've done an experience with Will Huss and Trail, and they made great points about Trail, and that's when you know you're really good. When other advertisers are saying, hey, man, you know, I really look up to those people. You're going to get a relationship. In church yesterday, we talked about how really relationships are the backbone of so many of the things that we do there and how important relationships are. And we talked to too about how the master builder concept works out, how that's a biblical based times and how they came up with this concept as well. To find out more about a different way to build, call Trail 800-319-7006 or TRE.